Okay.
Lev Aram.
Okay. Vayichad Yisrael. Vayichad Yisrael. Yisrael is very happy about all the good things that happened to the Yiddish people. Now, if you're getting up, bring a chumash like this. Bring a chumash. Bring actually three chumash. Bring.
Okay.
Today, Magefa Tazman. You want to know what everyone is suffering from? What's the Magefa of today's day? And the answer is
coronavirus,
unhappiness, and jealousy. This is the plague. Everyone is plagued by somewhat unhappy and jealousy, a lot of jealousy. So the question is, how do we fix, how do we correct, how do we work on it? Gotta get to the root of it. In order to work on something, you need to know the root of the problem, and then you need to have the solution. All right? You know, I want to tell you something nice that they used to say over in Europe, a nice part. Vayishma Yisrael, right? Why is he called Yisrael? She yiter parsha batayra. He added an extra parsha. Says Rashi, what was the parsha? Va'ato techze. You should come and make dayanim. Vayishabenu, it's going to be too hard for you, you're going to fall apart. Right? So he added this parsha. Yitro was the one who, because of him, we have the farshim asks, but wait a minute. It starts from before that. Novel, Tibel. Ata Texas in the middle of the story. What do you mean? He came and he spoke and he said Navol, Tibol, and then he says Ata Texas. So why are you chopping out the first two psukim? So in Europe they used to say to come and make complaints. There's not a chacham. There's no wisdom in that. To come and give solutions. But Ata Texas is important. To come and complain, it's not good, it's not... Everybody does that. Everyone's busy complaining. Do you have anything lamaisa to fix? Right? I'm sorry for bothering you today. Go ahead, bring me some water. Okay.
Water,
so this is what I want to... Yeah, what?
Water?
Yeah. So this is what I want to bring out, and that is... Right? That just to complain about how people are unhappy is not mahalach, right? I want to come and say a solution, right? So today's shir is, like if you read, Ech lavod l'taken abaya ma'ashoresh. Okay. So go ahead. Tomar v'yichad Yisrael.
Rashi pshat echad shesamach. Pshat sheni shevir
parachad obsara. Right. So explain the crowd. What is the three pshatim, right? Rashi says, v'yichad very happy. V'yichad sharp knife, he made it, became Brit Mila Jew. Shot number three is
chidudim.
Chidudim. I'm not sure, like pins and needles. Chida. Pins and needles. Why? Oh, the Mitzriim. I feel so bad that they drowned. It's contradictory. Pshat, you're very happy for the Jews, right? So you're very happy. But at the same time, you're very unhappy. Welcome to Akmarojna land, right? Welcome to people who are all over the place. You're happy, you're not happy at the same time. Very confusing. So the Mepharshim talk about this, and the truth is people do have this. They're happy and unhappy at the same time. But it seems like he was very happy. Vayichad. Vayichad means chedva. He's so happy. And at the same time, he's so sad. Pins and needles. And then you have a third pshat. He became a Jew. Like, it's all over the place. It's three pshat, which almost have nothing to do with each other. So go ahead. Keep on reading. Go ahead. Nisa, Vayichad. Maksim. It's very hard. You usually don't have one pshat Rashi that's going three different directions, right? Okay. The Nira. Maybe it's really all one pshat. What's the pshat? The Yesh Lahavin. We need to understand, why is Yisrael so happy? What's he so ecstatic? You hear? He's not a Jewish person. It's not his nation. It's not his father's. Yeshua was a guy.
Well, Rebbe, he finally found himself. He was looking at all the idols, right?
So I know that people think that, but that's not what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk is clear. It says something to do with the goodness that happened to the Jewish people.
It's not about himself.
Don't say that. Don't say Vayicha al Oydeis Yisrael. Something is al Oydeis Yisrael, right? So the question is, Right?
Wasn't he worried about his family too? Moshe's his
son. We can talk about that. The Yom Chavit to this year. Okay? So it's possible, maybe he's happy about what? About Moshe. Let's see what it says in the pasuk. Go ahead, read Tomar. Ukipshutai.
Chayabi lomar mash ketuv, ketuv. Shai samech al tovat Yisrael.
Oh, I mean, the answer is we can't diverge from the pasuk. The pasuk says, what was he happy about? The good of Klal Yisrael. So we got to work with that. Can't say other pshat. But the Maril Diskin says, you didn't read the pasuk right. Go ahead, no?
Asher hetzi lo.
Go ahead, so read it inside. Read the whole thing inside.
Maril Diskin, samach hitro bad at Moshe asher hetzi lo. Lo etzi le Yisrael, hetzi lo oto.
If it says because he odosh Yisrael, then the next word should have been Asher Hitzilam. It's plural. If it say Am Yisrael, then it's singular, maybe. Even that probably should have been Hitzilam. But since it says Yisrael, so it should be Hitzilam. Says the Maril Diskin, he's not happy about the Jewish people. It's Oidos Yisrael Asher Tziloi reference Klasrael that Hashem saved him. He was one of the Yayatsin. He was in the cabinet of Parai. He could have gotten lost over there and gotten killed with the rest of the Mitzrayim. So he's happy after he heard what happened that he wasn't part of it. But he bailed out early.
Right, he ran away, the Medrash says, right?
Where did you get Pshat? Maril Diskin, huh? Maril. It's not a but.
He used to work for Paul.
He used to work for Parai. He bailed out. He ran away. And so whatever it is, Oidos Yisrael means not for happy for. He wasn't such a humanitarian that he's so happy for the. He's happy about himself. What do you think, huh?
But,
huh? Real distant.
But now it stems. Now that's why he felt bad for the Egyptians.
That's right. And that's why I really felt bad for the Egyptians, because he's not really.
He's not such a tzaddik as he's played out.
Exactly. That's what my real discon was. My real discon wants to take him down a few notches. All right? You're making Yisrael this great time. Loidis Yisrael was really about the continue Asher Tziloi from the problem. Okay. V'ayim ber mayim chayim. Yeah. Shagam ki pirish. Yeah. Go ahead. V'ayim ber mayim chayim. Also, Shemadu Bal Yisrael Galal Yisrael. He learns the same shot, interestingly enough. Go ahead. Now, me, I'm sorry. Go ahead, read. Oh, who says that? You wanted to say that. Says the Chasam Sofer, you don't say that. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. He mentions your name, as a matter of fact. He says, Toma, don't. And he says, what's the pshat? Because if you read the pasuk, it says, Yisrael heard what happened to Moshe. It says it. He heard what happened to Moshe and Yisrael. So then he should have been happy. Maybe with son-in-law got, came this big general, king, maybe. King.
Yeah.
Now, Al Oidos Yisrael, the Pasuk is trying to emphasize that he wasn't happy about Moshe. What was he happy about?
Yisrael.
Continue. Go ahead,
Tomar, go.
Yishma Yitro, it's a mistake. Chav Chule. Shem LaMoshe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yitro, but when it says a samach, it says samach al dud Yisrael.
Okay. Now I'm going to show you how Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings this real. This he doesn't bring the Chasam Sofer, but he says Murdik. Read the psukim, Tomar. Take out the psukim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yishma Yitro koy midyan chotem Moshe.
Okay. So let's pay attention. How many times his name is mentioned? One time it says chotem Moshe. One time it doesn't. One time it does. One time it doesn't. One time it does. One time it doesn't. We're all over the place. Just say chaysim Moshe and finished, and then say Yitro, 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 Yitro. One time it says Yitro without Chotem Moshe. Go ahead, so read it, go ahead.
Yishma Yitro Kor Midyan Chotem
Moshe. Oh, because he's coming, right? So that he came because he was Chotem Moshe. Go ahead.
Ve'yikach Yitro Chotem Moshe Tzipora Eshet Moshe Shechnu.
And why did he do that? Because of Moshe. Go ahead.
Ve'chnei banei v'shem ha'ech ha'yezer. Okay. Ve'yavo Yitro Chotem Moshe bana v'ishto Moshe al Midbar.
Why did he come to the Midbar? Chotem Moshe, right? Okay, because he's the son of Moshe.
Moshe, ani chotecha Yitro ba elecha veishtecha.
Chotecha Yitro ba elecha. It's because of that. Continue.
Ve'yitze Moshe lekrat chatno veishtechu veishakla.
Continue.
Ve'yisaper Moshe lechatno et kol asher asa.
Continue.
Ve'yichad Yitro al kol atova.
Does it say Chosem Moshe?
No.
Says the Rabbi Kiva, says Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, because in the way he wasn't happy about Chosem Moshe, and not do Moshe. Now later, what does it say? Go ahead, next one. That was not because of Moshe. Vayomer Yisro because of Hashem, because of Klal Yisro. Go ahead.
Atayidati ki gadol Hashem kol Elokim v'yikach yitru ruchot et Moshe ola uzvachim le'elokim.
Oh, why did he bring ola uzvachim, Rashi?
Sudat hodah.
That was for Moshe.
Sudat what?
He says, whenever it was for Moshe, you'll see Chais and Moshe. Whenever it was for not, Vayichar had not Duch. Beautiful, huh?
That's like a Rishon kind of
thing. That's a Rishon type of thing. Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Very nice. Time of the Krah. Okay, move on.
Why
is that? Just say he was happy Al HaTova. What do you have? Call Al all. Something yeah, something not. Wait, wait. Says the Brisker Rav because he was making a Birchas HaGaimel. Four. Now you can only make a Birchas HaGaimel for somebody, for his salvation, if it means so much to you, like it happened to you.
You can make a Birchas HaGaimel on someone else?
If it, you care about it that much. If someone's saved and it means so much to you, like as if it happened to you, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, says the Brisker Rav, that's what it means on Kol HaTov. Yisrael was so happy about it, as if it was all, it was like, as if...
Because, like we said before, he was scared it was going to happen to him.
So, if you learn like that, then it's good, right? But if you learn that it's not, it's Aloydis Yisrael,
right.
The answer is he was so happy for them, as if it happened to him. A person can make a Brisker Rav for his child, could he make it for his wife? Yeah, because it's him. Says Brisker Rav, that's why it says Al Kol HaTov, famous Brisker Rav, okay? Couldn't have been happy on the good. You have to be happy on Kol HaTov as if it happened to him. The word Kol over here doesn't mean all. It means fully. Kol HaTov is not all. It means fully. Go ahead, Tomar, continue. Yep. Why? Why is he so happy? I mean, it's not his nation. I mean, something's wrong here, yeah? I saw him breathing Sipurna. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh,
you know why he was so happy? He had mercy. You know, when people are the underdog and they suffer, people are happy to hear that they have salvation. The state of vision, I'll get about Zionism. This is not about Zionism. Why did everyone, I'm just giving you a history, why did everyone come jumping to make, even the Russians, why? Felt bad for them after the Holocaust.
Yeah.
So the Sipurna learns that's the Shama Yichud Yisrael. Al Dimas HaShukim, the downtrodden.
Jewish people are downtrodden?
They just came out of Egypt. You know what happened to them?
Something good happened.
That's right. Something good happened to a nation that suffered for 200 years, right?
He was right next to them.
I mean, they were slaughtered. What do you mean? It's like the Holocaust.
Feels bad for them when they were being slaughtered, not when good things happened.
He didn't feel bad. He felt good.
No. That's why he felt good.
That's why he felt good.
They were underdogs.
The Sipurna is learning the Vayichad was because Dimatash. He says clearly because Dimatash. Go ahead, continue. And I say it a little bit sharper because for some reason they only like us and are happy for us only after we get killed, and otherwise they're not that happy for us. Okay, continue.
So
I want Taina Merdika. After the Reyacha Kamoicha is Mechayvi, you should be happy for someone else, fully ecstatic for the other guy's Taiva. Ramban says it, Yosef Asher Shavayda says it. That is part of after Kamoicha. Go ahead.
I ensure so sure as well with that. And it's supposed to be chato v'tova to as if it's your own.
It's a zil. Go ahead.
After Recha, ze mitzvah rishon kabbalah mitzvah al ger. Tomorrow Shabbos, tell me the whole Torah 1 foot.
1 foot. So that was the ger's taught that's the first thing you got to work on is after Kamoicha. That's the base of it all, right? Yisra's becoming a ger, right? You hear where I'm going with this, right? You hear where I'm going with this? You hear? You listen? What's going on?
Because he was a ger, he was happy for them.
No. We'll soon see, but this is part, I hold this part
that's
of the
game. That's the three pshat and rush.
That's the three pshat and rush.
That's what I was going to ask you. How did Moshe marry his daughter if he wasn't Jewish?
That you can't ask me now. It's an old question. It's a question of nothing new this year, so you can't ask me that. Go ahead, continue. Yeah?
I am Paul.
There was no Jewish in those days. Go ahead, no?
Torah
So now we have to know, we have the Aseret HaDibros. That's the 10th Dibra, Leisachmi, the final. Mefarshim say, HaKol Halecha HaChitum. All the Mefarshim say this. The last one, it's the main one. Lo Tachmon is the main one. From all of them. Why? Because all Averis are rooted in Lo Tachmon. They all say, Rishis Chachman, they all say this, you say.
It's the I see first.
HaKol Halech Achar HaChitum. Okay, so let's discuss this, yeah? V'kasvu, and they say, V'lechen,
Zehu Gmar Dibro.
Yeah, go ahead. V'lechen Zehu HaGmar של הדיברות שהוא העיקר, שכל הולך אחר. Again, the Shach says it. They all say it. I'm telling you, they all use this language. It's the final, it's the last, it's the most important. You go out with a bang, lo tachma. Go ahead. Ayin Ramban. Peldik Ramban. Ramban says that at the end of Moshe's life, he was happy that Klal Yisrael went to
Israel.
He wasn't going. He wasn't jealous. So I didn't understand. I don't understand. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. That. Yeah, of course he wasn't jealous. What's your question? Was Oivele Sachmed? You know what you learn from over here? This is the ultimate of all ultimate midas. This is the hardest of all. To have someone go in and you don't go in, that's Moshe's greatness. That's the final of the Torah. Look, I'm seeing the Ramban is learning that's the chitam of the Torah. Interesting, huh? Even a Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the giant of all giants. Can I have the pen for a second?
Yeah,
pencil. Pencil, can I have it? Yeah. Oh, I have it. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Continue. Yeah. Continue. And this is the chitum. That's what I'm fataiching. Chitum. It's the end of the Torah. Is lo tach Moshe was mekayim lo tach. Vayta. Lufid vereinu yesh leimer. Yeah. Just think. Wait a second. Honestly, I'm happy, but at the same time, not fully happy. Why not fully happy? And the answer is because I'm not a Jew. So by Yichad Yisroi, he made a bris mila. Once he had a bris mila, by Yichad Yisroi, it's all the same shot. It's all in the same moment. He said, wait a minute, why am I not happy?
And so the Rebbe's saying it's a very Jewish thing to be able to be happy for somebody else?
Only a Jewish thing.
Only a Jewish thing?
Yes.
Go ahead and don't have the ability to do that. They see somebody else
they're happy for you.
They get jealous.
It's impossible for a guy, because he doesn't have to, but he doesn't have it.
His nefesh doesn't have it.
Doesn't have it. It's just not part of his...
Yitro was a goy when he made this decision.
So that's why I should tell you. He made the decision thinking there's something wrong. Why am I not fully happy? So he did the bris mila. So he had the chidudim. He had the bris mila. And then he had the v'after ha-kamaych. He had it. And v'after ha-kamaych is a bris mila. That's the geiris. The ger has to take mekabel. What does he have to do mekabel? What is Hillel teaching the ger? That's what's got to be mekabel. It's got to be mekabel.
So what about if a Jew doesn't have rechamocha?
Okay,
it's there.
No, he's saying it's there.
It's a big problem.
Moshe had to get it at the end of his life.
Jealousy's killing a lot of people.
That's why, isn't that? That's the sheer. That's what I'm trying to make. Jealousy kills everybody. I could tell you, I don't have an ounce of jealousy in my body. Not an ounce. Not a drop. Nothing. Not jealous.
Do you think maybe it's because you've been successful?
I was successful.
No, I'm sorry.
That's funny.
Why, you're not?
No.
Why not?
What makes me successful?
You're helping save lives.
That's good.
I'm saying maybe if you were doing nothing, you wouldn't be able to feel it.
You know how many years I wasn't successful? Do you know how many years I drove a car that couldn't make it from my house to the yeshiva?
Yeah, you know,
when they will talk.
So now Rebbe's just been bought
out. And I'm just not jealous. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not jealous about anything or anybody. I'm really not. Maybe. Maybe I'm normal. I worked on myself being normal. I was born this way. I don't think.
Normal is being jealous because everyone has.
Was maybe jealous when you were a kid?
I don't remember ever being jealous.
Even from like little friends from toys?
I don't know. I think I always gave, and I always was taken from. I was the boy that people took from. Not that.
Not the one who was throwing into lockers.
Right. I was the one who was on the receipt, on the other end of the jealousy. I was being jealous of, not jealous of. All right? Which is true, by the way. But all right, anyways, not important. Vulfid Reinu. Yay, Schleimer. Go ahead, no. Ma'achar. Go ahead, Shaven. Go ahead, Tomar. Ma'achar Shaven. Okay, continue. Okay, so we did this already, right? Okay, go ahead. Ayin Ramban. Okay, Kamaicha. Shmishen is Shavalai. So the Ramban says a Meridi Kavart. That's why it says Kamaicha.
Why?
You're not jealous of somebody who's above you. Nothing to do with you. You're jealous of the guy who's equal to you. He's on the same level. So where is the real ve'ahavtarecha kamaycha, which is really about being happy about for others?
Someone who's like you.
Yes, kamaycha, it's when someone is equal to you.
Very nice.
Ramban, chinuch, it's rishayim. The reason why the kamaycha is, when it is kamaycha, that's where the trick of after. Hey, a lot of people are very nice to the old rabbi. Let's see it be nice to the guy who's
doing the same thing as you.
Nice. Let's go. Go ahead. Yeah.
What is the answer they give for the Rishonim? How can you be commanded on a feeling?
We're getting to it. We're getting right to it. That's where it's leading us right to it. Go ahead. Now, Evan Ezra la pasuk. Yeah. You just comment to what we just reading a second later. Yeah. So the Evan Ezra says, yeah. Evan Ezra la pasuk. What does he say? Very simple. You need to have focus, right? You need to think. It has nothing to do with you. Even if you're jealous, you're not going to get it. It's Hashem gave it to him. It has nothing to do with you.
It's like you just have to have emunah. Believe everything's from Hashem.
It's more, it's an intelligent guy knows. It has nothing to do with you. Hashem gave it to him and not to him. And as much as you think you can think and do like him, and it's not going to work. Not going to work. So once you get that, and you're healthy in your thinking, you won't have jealousy. Next one, Beis Halevi. Comes from Yirat Shemayim, which means if you're afraid of Hashem, what are you going to be busy with jealousy? You're afraid every moment you're doing an aveira, you'll be busy with the other guy's car. Right? Brings the famous mashal. You know the famous mashal. Guy's walking across with the ice, the river. Famous Beis Halevi, the river's full of ice. Right? And then all of a sudden, the ice cracks, and he's ready to drown. He's drowning. He's fear of his life. Right? You think he's thinking right there, my friend has a car? Is that what he's thinking about? You know, it's funny, because Sfardim relate to this vart. I can't take this vart. I can't stand it. It's so funny. And I don't mean it can't stand it. I can't stand it. I mean, I say it over. It just doesn't relate. And you know what's funny? I want to tell you something. You know what? Let me have a conversation with you. Devin Ezra's shot to me is normal thinking. It has nothing to do with you. Why would you be jealous of another guy's whatever? It has nothing to do with you. Sfardim, I think, have this year. They have to have this fear factor. And you see the way you guys got all excited with this. You never heard this Beis Halevi before? You're learning too many Ashkenazi yeshivas.
Beis Halevi was very Sfardim.
So I want to tell you something. The Beis Halevi was Sfardim. How was the Beis Halevi Sfardim?
Anyone who said the truth
was Sfardim. Everything was very
Sfardim. Yeah, so it was about Yira. Oh, so they say over, and that's how they bring this Beis Halevi. When they bring the Beis Halevi, right? That whoever heard, I don't know who, somebody heard the Rishon Salanta heard this Pshat. He says, oh, it fits for the Beis Halevi to say something like that. So what you said is what they is how it's brought over. Okay. Bottom line is, there's a Sefer called Sefer HaBris that everybody loves. He was a Maggid in Vilna, and his Sefer became a classic because he was extremely open-minded. Extremely. I much mentioned, remember I read from you once from the Sefer HaBris? So I saw another piece from the Sefer HaBris, very interesting. He says, Yira? Nah, that's not going to help you with Kinnah. Yira? Now, I don't know if he knew this Beis Halevi, I don't know. But he came from a different angle, which really talks to me, which is a third Bahala. If you have a Hava, and you're filled with a Hava, and Simcha, you're not going to be jealous. Actually, you're a Jew, now you have Hashem, you're Davuk Bashem, what are you sad about? Jealousy is a result of a lack of something.
If you're busy with mitzvah and doing
and you're happy with Hashem, you're not lacking anything.
You're
happy.
If you're not lacking, there's no reason to look somewhere else.
That's right. Mayurdik, huh? Okay, read the Sefer HaBris. I see he likes the Shir Tomar. He has what to say over to his Balabatim who are filled with envy and jealousy. Ayin Sefer HaBris.
Maybe they're not going to show the pitchforks after, right?
I don't know. Depends which shot you tell them. Ayin Sefer HaBris.
Mamar Ahmed. Lo yavo yidei yira ala yidei ahava simple day good work.
He says it's not going to come from Yira. Where is it going to come from? To come from being happy. When you're sad, you're jealous. It's just the way it is. Now, there's a Targum Yainasin. Go ahead, keep on reading Tomer. I'm Targum Yainasin in Azil. You know what it's going to do if you have Chemda? The Goyim are going to, pilgrimage your pilgrimage or whatever.
Plunder
your money. You wonder why Jews, the Goyim are robbing us in Russia? Maybe that's the reason. Jealous. We are Oivei Leisachmei. Comes along the Pirush, at the bottom of the Yonasim Ben Uziel. There's a Pirush beer in the Chumash, in the Kreis Gedalus. It explains it. What does this have to do with this?
I was going
to
say it was a Gesota.
Oh, so he says a Mardi Kapshat. He says, what? You're jealous. We know that Lechemda is that you have to be jealous enough to want to take it. Otherwise, you're not Oivei Lechemda. So if you want to take what's not yours, so the Goyim will take what's not theirs. That's the Midah. Keneged Midah. Why does that have to be the Goyim? Because Jews are not allowed to take what's not theirs. It's a technical thing. What's the Goyim? How did the Goyim come in here?
That's a Goy thing.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Correct. And why are you saying? Because you learned by me long enough to say what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Now, one more point. If you look, the Targum Yoinus Ben Uziel says that you also have Golas. Read. Targum Yoinus
Ben Uziel. I am Hemshech the Goyim Golas.
Now that one you can't explain, right? You can explain
why,
to me.
If you act like a goy, you should live with the goy.
That's right. See? I say good.
What?
Toma, I say good, right?
You should live with the goy.
Toma, you say good. You say good.
I'm just reading what it says.
Right? Ukenal, Nashach, Napeliot. So first thing you can come and say, simple, because since it's going all the Averis, you go to Golas, right? Maybe. If this is the Shairish of all Averis, you do Averis, you go to Golas. Or maybe Miyu. Lefid Vareinu. We know that it's all about Sinas Chino.
Why does a guy have Sinas Chino? Because really he's not happy with himself.
And why is that? And therefore he's Chaimed. It's all vicious cycle. You see, I wrote this. It's vicious cycle. See the end?
To live in Ezra, you have to have a lot of stuff good.
I know. You know that.
Be happy with what you have.
You know that. In order to live in Eretz Yisrael, you need to not be... It doesn't work.
You'll be depressed there.
That's right.
You'll feel like a poor man.
That's right. Right? Miul Lufi the Rashi was like Sam Gairim Sinas Heaven. Right? Go ahead. Continue. Va Inyan Shagayim Chaimdim. Go ahead. Are you with me? You're following or you're going to get lost, right? You understand the whole Chesh, right? Said it quickly, right? A person, Vavdrech Kamaycha. That's a Jewish thing. You're not a Jewish, I think. The state of Israel is supposed to be Jewish state. Etzrol definitely is a Jewish state, right? Yeah. I don't know if the state is a Jewish state, but Etzrol is definitely a Jewish state, right?
Yeah.
You like that. That's a good line. You're not going to get into trouble for that, and they think, I don't mean anything. I'm just playing around with you guys. I couldn't care less. I'm busy trying to teach you how to be a good Jew.
Even the jokes have to be PC.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Otherwise, you get into trouble.
Yeah.
Kids, unless I want to run for president one day, they might pray. Might play it again.
Yeah. Careful.
That'll be great.
You have to delete all videos.
Now you have to be minded that even your left with kooks are way off the kooks. Are you minded or are you still not minded?
I see it's a big thing for you, this whole thing. It's
I can't stand
it. Yeah, I see.
I can't. You don't know that.
This whole thing, they're excited about the guy who's going to Michael everybody.
Yeah, Michael everybody. Oh my gosh. Okay, go ahead. All right, go ahead. But Inyan, you know what's funny? I want to see if someone cheppes him, if he's Michael people. I'd like to see that. He wants other people to be Michael, their money. Yeah, how about you being Michael? Okay. I'm saying, yeah, okay. The Inyan?
The Goyim are chomde me mamoneinu. Shechem da'in amida yehudid. Yibesori rag le goyim. Shlosh ha'echim after rechamocha.
V'ulai, and maybe with this we can explain why. You know how many times you find the word re'echa in L'sachmoy beiz re'echa. You have to keep on saying the word Re'echa? And the answer is yes. That's the point. It's Re'echa. If it's Re'echa, you should be chayimed. It's not a Jew.
We don't look at each other as like Re'em.
That's right. If you looked at him in the rain, you would be jealous of him. No?
We think it's me versus you.
Correct.
And then the show is really why it's such an extension of Yosef and the brothers.
Okay, that part of it is Drush. I'm not even ready to go there. Yeah, well.
The rabbi said that's the whole reason for the exile. It's because of their jealousy of their brother.
That's interesting. You want to know something? I like that.
Sounds Jewish.
No, I thought we'd go, because once you start going to Yosef, because the next thing is Eitz Hadass, I'm done.
I'm not Sephardi. I'm not going to go all the way back. I'm just.
And I told them, my house, when my mother-in-law is there, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but when my mother-in-law is there, we have a joke. And you know what the joke is? And by the dessert, we're holding by the Eitz HaDaas. The conversations go and go, and it always leads to the same road. Adam with Eitz HaDaas and Chav with Eitz HaDaas. Every conversation somehow leads to that.
With
a mother-in-law?
It's a Sephardic.
Sephardic thing. It's Eitz HaDaas. They have this Meshagas with Eitz HaDaas. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead,
the
no?
Ultimate ticking, right?
Okay, go ahead, no? I thought because that's the dessert for you guys. Okay, anyways, so I want to tell you all about Meridika Meisra Kech. Go ahead, read it. Everybody take it out and read it. You hear? So actually, it says in two places, Lotachma. Once in the first Dibro.
It says, Lotachma Beit Re'echa.
So the Dibro Rishono Achronot, Ne'amar Lotachma Beit Re'echa. So it doesn't say it together. The first one is Beis Re'echa, and in the second one, Eshet Re'echa. Go ahead. Why didn't they both the same thing together? Why is it one time Beit Re'echa? Nice question. More ridiculous, huh? Yeah, good. Okay. Says Gam Yedua.
Yesh Chilek Ben Sifrei Rambam.
Shibi Adenu.
Sifrei Torah Rishenim Nichtav Yedei Apir Rambam.
Different Sifrei Torah. Ashkenaz Sfar Rambam. Different Sifrei Torah. The Schayis, yeah. She'en kan shum parsha.
Ben
Lotach. It's not a samach. Some of them have it like it's a stop. Lotach mod beit re'echa, lotach mod eishet re'echa, but v'sefer or Torah chiddush sheyesh kan parsha stuma bein re'echa bein lotach mod sheni.
What's a sefer or Torah?
I don't know. But whatever it is, it must have been a real sefer that's quoted. He's quoting an early sefer about sifrei Torah. It's interesting. You look it up this Shabbos. Lotach mod. This doesn't apply to you. Why? Because okay, it's one thing that doesn't apply to you. Now, ubedibris hashnius, yeah, nitapech haseder. V'nema betchila la tachmod eish reyecha v'yesh kan parshas stuma v'achakach ne'mar v'lotetave beish reyecha. So it's all meaning the difference if retired. It's interesting. It's he's busy with this. Okay, kitzel acheni raleni is daiti. He wants to explain it all. You ready? Let's go for it. Yeah, go ahead. Shatayra.
Well, our old lad Chod Musar should be brother Shono. Shadarkan to Bnei Adam Shabbatot V'Yom Tov. Lechechad lebeit chavero laavav lekrov lecholishlo imo.
And couples over. Couples go over to couples. Yeah.
Ve'emet yotzei mizeh kama dvarim ra'im. Lavoi dechem da. Yeah, Einra.
99 Hara, Chemda. Makes trouble, yeah?
So we should have couples.
I'm against it. I'm dead. I never did it. I was so not. The one thing that irks me is this. Couples going over to couples. It's not a health. It's just not Sanua. I don't know. Something's wrong with it.
Double dating also?
Double dating?
People ask me. It's a big no.
Not double dating. They're already both the couples are already married. They want to go to dinner together. It's not a good thing to do.
You tell me it's a good thing to do?
I don't do it. I'm asking you.
Which part? You don't go to dinner or you don't double date? Which don't?
Okay. If I'm going along with my wife. I don't really.
Okay, let me tell you something. He's trying to tell you that this is where a lot of trouble starts from. Continue. Yeah, continue. Nimtza.
L'chein
amr tayr l'sachman beis
riecho. L'tachmoid
means first it starts, in the trouble starts in beis riecho. Yeah?
And then after it comes the wife?
Correct. Nimtza shein ro'i li'os pashmi atzmi kanch, zeh garim li dezeh. One leads to the other. Mm. It's not a stop.
Right, because
one leads. It's not a Meridika Meisra Kech. Go ahead. Veremez Ledavar, and this is for you Sephardic Jews, because otherwise you wouldn't listen. Veremez Ledavar, Shabbos Tevis Elu, Beisriyacha Oyla Kaminyan.
Gematria Shabbat.
Wow.
Where are you think, huh?
Shabbat is Gematria Beit Reacha.
Yeah.
So how do you kill your Shabbos? Is going to the guy's house?
Yeah. No, it's...
going to another guy's house.
That's what basically what he's saying.
He meant to say was it's Shabbos is when this thing has happened on Shabbos. Don't go there.
The Azhara comes on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, yeah. V'dibra akasim kedak shem adam leilach zel azeh b'shabbos. Shame pnui mimalachton. Mazar kosel aze. Lysach mit leil chobes reyacho. Shame teichach yavoy. Lysach mit mudig, no?
Wait, you could still go and just keep the Azhara.
Okay, so I see it's a sensitive topic, so I'm not giving you halacha l'maisa. That's all I'm telling you.
No, Rebbe, I'm playing the advocate.
I know, so.
And they're going to tell me this.
Right. So I'm going to answer you.
That's why I asked, Rebbe, with the pitchforks.
Okay, so let's just finish and then we can discuss
what's
the l'maisa.
What do we get from this?
From the whole discussion. No, so let's see.
How does this connect?
So let's. No, you see that the idea of all averus are rooted in a jealousy. Yeah? In a jealousy, yeah? And that's why it says, Re'echa, Re'echa, Re'echa. Yeah? Because what really should be is to go and be happy for your friend. And then the problem is you go. And the opposite happens, right? So let's go one more. Yeah, Hayisoid apisefer bris atzvis mevi ha kina. When you go to your friend, you should go because you're happy to go to your friend. What do? You're unhappy, so you go to your friend, and what happens? You become jealous of him, even if your friend. Instead of reyecho, which means to go be happy for your friend, you go to your friend, and you become jealous because he's your friend. Even though she did not know what was being written. Reyecha is a double-edged sword.
You gotta have some healthy friends, Rabbi.
I know. I do. I have to have very good healthy friends, as a matter of fact. Go ahead. V'chem atzasi l'raya. I brought a raya. What's the raya? Yeah. Reish is chachma say it. No?
Shekina mevi ahatzvus.
Right. And then, yeah. Oh. There's a sefer called Avos Meisharim. His name was Ramosha Rosenstein. He was the Manal Ruchni Olamzha. And his sefer is Kisvei Hagraz, all of Simcha Zisal, the Altav Kelim. He brings all the yesaidas that he heard from the Altav Kelim. And this is what he says. Shasimcha b'toivas ha'olam meisir ha'kina. If you're happy with the beautiful world around you, you won't have kina. So therefore, it comes like this. The kina, yeah, I'm sorry, the kina brings atzvus, and that the atzvus, it's a vicious cycle. With this, I want to explain a very good thing. How do you take care that it should be, even though it's kamaicha, that you should still have a hava, you won't be jealous? And the answer is either you're davik and Hashem, ani Hashem, or even further. There's two pshatim reyecha. Reyecha means your friend, and reyecha calls me reyecha v'reya, the friend of your father. Hashem. There's two pshat. Why is Hashem called reyecha? What is that all about? And the answer is Hashem's your friend. He wants you to have good. So if you understand that the Eibush is really your friend and what he does for you is for your good,
You'll be able to do it after.
You won't be jealous. You like it.
But it's very hard to get to understanding, though, right?
So I'll tell you the truth. Let's have this discussion. I want to have this discussion.
Many people don't have that understanding. They think everything is bad in their life. And why is it me and not him? Hashem's so mean to me. He hates me.
So the answer to your question is, life is a work in progress, right? Which means no one is going to come into Rabbi Wilkins' class in 5 minutes, walk out a changed man, right? He's all happy. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of maturity. You know, I think there's a lot of problem with youth that they feel entitlement. And they can't maturely deal with, if I don't get it, now what?
Feel like they have to get it.
And what happens if I don't get it?
I'm supposed to have this car by this age, and I'm supposed to be married by that age, and I'm supposed to make this amount of money by this age, and if not, I'm messed up.
Well,
something's wrong with
it. They're entitled to success.
Yeah.
Right. And life is going to pound you down that expectations are not there so much. You'll be happy just that you wake up in the morning, eat your celery, teach you Bukharian Talmidim, and go home and go to sleep. That's what life is going to teach you. And then you'll start being happy for the first time in your life.
Just a poop.
Yeah. You ask why I'm not, because that's it. I came earlier than most to the realization. What do you want? There's nothing out there. It's just nothing. You know, it's not going to make me happy.
So, Rabbi, it's really that we have a good life. It's just we do it to ourselves with this imagination.
Everyone is looking for the city of happiness. It can only be found in the state of mind. Now I see I have your attention, and I know why. Because this is it. This is the maget. This is what everyone. Some, and I think it's almost human to suffer from this.
But now it's even more than this, more than it's ever been now.
It's because I think the lack of chinuch, the lack of chinuch.
There is so much in the world now that used to not be.
And the second thing is, you know more about everybody else.
Yeah.
In the old days, you didn't know.
It's social media.
The social media makes everything that you're aware of, everything that every person has all the time.
It's addicted to what? A million times more than it was.
A million times more than it ever was.
You never knew what the prince wore when, if you never saw the prince.
Right. Yeah, number one, they even your neighbor. You knew what's going on with your kid.
Everybody's talking about how much they're making and how their lifestyles.
I want to tell you a big lesson. When people talk about how much they make, they're probably not making that.
Whoever's making is not talking about it.
You know the old story that a guy passed by, rings the bell of a guy. Yeah, hello? You don't know me, but I'm. If you don't mind, the bricks that you're putting on the outside of the house, could you include the red ones, the nice, the, like those... Do I know you? Like what? He says, yeah, but what are you putting these bricks up for the people of the outside? You're not doing it, right? So I'm those people. I'm telling you what I like.
I'm that guy.
You probably heard that already. I'm that guy. So he rings the bell.
People do a lot of things for other people.
It's all for show.
People live off that envy. They feel happiness from that envy other people have of them.
That's right.
They post things.
That's
they
right.
Things.
They're posting that
they
the
buy
other...
things because I don't really care if it's this brand. That
I don't
brand,
even like it.
But because people are gonna say, oh, so now I'm happy. But after the 5 minutes, the people said,
the guy walks in to buy a suit, and the guy says, well, you like this suit? No, but my neighbor likes it.
Yeah. There's so many guys, they get the new car, and everybody starts getting this car. Now it's like, oh, okay, everybody has this car. You know, it's not special anymore.
That's right. As Rabbi Shaul Salanta said.
But you have an amazing car. Why aren't you happy from it?
Everybody else has it. That's fine.
Everybody else has it.
State everybody has
state
it?
State of mind.
It's not fun anymore.
Not fun anymore. All right, so we could talk forever and ever, all the cliches about envy and so on and so forth. The point being... You got it. He hit it. This was a beautiful share. I wish you all a great Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, I'm very jealous of you that you don't have to travel to Lakewood.
There's the one jealousy.